Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Kevin Sampson, Festival Director of the Rosebud Film Festival, which is running January 27th through the 29th at the Roslyn Spectrum Theater in Arlington, Virginia. Kevin, thanks so much for coming back.
Jason, man, thank you for having me. This is like our annual catch-up. You know, I just love it. Thanks, man.
Yeah, how many years have you been doing Rosebud now?
Like, this is my third year as director, so I'm really excited about this year. This year, we're actually bigger and better. You know, usually we have a two-day festival. This year, we're expanding to three, so it's going to be an awesome time.
Do you still have the sled?
Still have the sled.
The Citizen Kane Rosebud sled.
Exactly. Still got the sled. It'll be there on the awards on Sunday.
All right. You got to keep the sled. I don't care what else you do. Keep the sled. I love it.
Most definitely.
All right. Cinephile geeking out. Here we go. All right. No, let's dive into the festival. All right. So it's 3 days. So let's go one by one, if you don't mind, just so our listeners can keep track of all of it. So let's start with Friday on the 27th. That's like your opening day. What can we expect?
Yeah. So Friday, January 27th, doors are going to open at the Roslyn Spectrum Theater at 6:30. Our opening night film is Reparation. This is directed by Baltimore filmmaker Kyle Ham. Now, Reparation, dude, you know that we can geek out on film and everything. And I saw Reparation a while back. I actually had Kyle Ham come on my show to kind of talk about how great it is. The film is basically about an Army veteran that has a 3-year hole in his memory. Right, he doesn't know what's going on. The stranger comes into town, and slowly things start to unfold, and we find out what happened in that gap of time. The film stars John Huertas, who you've seen in This Is Us, and I know you just did an interview with Chris Sullivan.
Is he Miguel? Who's he?
The Mandy Moore's husband in like present day. So not Vigo. Yeah,
Stepdad. Miguel.
Yeah, that's him. And then Mark Menchaca, who you've seen in Inside Amy Schumer. So it's just an amazing story that really kind of deals with PTSD in a way that we haven't seen before, to me. And so I'm really excited and honored that we can be able to, you know, showcase the film that night. Kyle Ham is actually going to be on site for a Q&A after. Awesome. So people that come can ask him questions about the film. And I think it's a really cool thing. After that, we're going to actually have Mix and Mingle, The Beaten Path. They're going to be out and spinning on the ones and twos, DJ Amon-Ra. So I'm really looking forward to this opening night, showcase and the Mix and Mingle afterwards.
That's awesome. That sounds like a great opening night.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, definitely. So then day two, this is the showcase. Saturday, what's on Saturday?
Exactly. So on Saturday, you know, our showcase is going to be at the same place, Roslyn Spectrum Theater. Actually, I got to give a shout out to Arlington Arts. They have sponsored us this year and allowed us to come back to Arlington in order to put on the festival. And so the doors are going to open up at about 12:30. We got a showcase from 1 to 8. p.m. We got about 6.5 hours worth of films that we're going to be showing. And, you know, with Rosebud, we're a boutique film festival.
And it's all DMV filmmakers, right?
All
we should
DC.
Have said that at the top.
Exactly. Rosebud strives to honor D.C., Maryland, and Virginia filmmakers exclusively. So that's kind of what makes us unique. On top of that, we're looking for films that are innovative, unusual, experimental, deeply personal. So you really get to see, some your neighbors, your next door neighbor that it's those films that, you know, we go and we work our 9-to-5, but then we put our heart into, you know, our craft on the side. So I'm really excited about the showcase lineup that we have.
Is it a lot of like local student films from local colleges or what? Just some.
Yeah, we tend to get a mixture of student films as well as films from, you know, just vets that have been in the area for a while. This year, we actually have a student film. It's called Off the Field from George Mason, GMU Favs, shout out to them, Megan Arnold. And that film is basically about an assistant coach who has special needs, but he really kind of teaches the players of this football team something that, you know, just the game and football won't be able to teach, you know what I mean? So that's a short doc that we have lined up. And so it's really exciting when we do get some student films. But then we also have, like, this year, I got to say, in terms of sci-fi flicks, we have some pretty doggone good ones. We got one from Matthew Lucas, who is actually an AU alum. His thesis project, Moonshot, is in. And basically, it kind of, it's like this nice throwback to the 80s, you know? But it's about a world-weary homeless woman who's given an opportunity to leave her violent life behind when a roguish mechanic devises a risky plan to send her to a colony on the moon. Dude, you got to see it. If you like Back to the Future and just kind of, like I said, that whole 80s vibe, this is definitely one to see. Another one that we have is The Recursion Theorem, and this is from filmmaker Ben Sledge. Now, this, all I can say is it is a throwback and homage to Hitchcockian film noir as well as The Twilight Zone. So literally,
I'm sold.
Yeah, exactly. when you watch this thing, and I don't want to give away anything, but when you watch it, you're just like, oh wow, this is straight up an episode of The Twilight Zone. It's amazing. And then, you know, with Star Wars just coming out, Rogue One, for any of those Star Wars fans, Phil Cook, he has a web series called Malice. And he actually did this special Star Malice Wars. That's what he calls it. And it's just incredible. I mean, the graphics are amazing. And again, Phil, he does the web series like out in his backyard. So he just converts like this garage into like a nice green screen area. And you'd be surprised how amazing it looks to me. I mean, like I said, you know, The Force Awakens, I don't think it has anything on him. So
awesome. So these are all Saturday as part of the showcase day?
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, these sound pretty awesome. Are there any that are a little, let's say, challenging for audiences, a little outside the box?
Yeah, most definitely. And that's what I love about Rosebud, because we are able to give you that mix. We have one that I gotta say is, it's really going to be kind of a rough watch for viewers, but I think it's a necessary watch. It's called Off the Record, Justice Denied to Child Sex Abuse Survivors. It's by director Valerie Gibson. And
it's a documentary?
It's a documentary. Of course, like it says in the title, it just illuminates the darkness that surrounds survivors, initial reporting to law enforcement, prosecutors, etc., and the behind-the-scenes dealings of child abuse. And I think it's, like I said, it's a tough watch in some ways. It's not graphic by any means, but just the subject matter. And I think we're really excited to be able to showcase this film at Rosebud, because it's a subject that does need to be put out there. And the great thing about it is afterwards, and I made sure to program it where there was a break right. after, but we'll have Q&As with all the filmmakers. And I believe that this is one of those films that, you know, will stimulate conversation afterwards. So
one of those that's hard to watch but impossible to forget.
Exactly.
Important,
exactly.
An important one. They all can't just be there to mindlessly entertain. You need some that, you know, will teach us a little something about what's going on around us.
Right, exactly.
Awesome. So that's the slate for Saturday. And then what's Sunday? We got the awards?
Yeah, so okay. Sunday is the awards. And again, you can go to rosebudfestival.org to check out the full slate of everything that's going on over the weekend. On Sunday, July 29th, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Clarendon Ballroom, we'll be having our award ceremony. And that's where we're going to award five of the filmmakers $1,000 per filmmaker. So that's one of the things that we also pride ourselves on. There's not many film festivals around just nationwide that give away, you know, $1,000 to each filmmaker. So we really want to make sure that our filmmakers are able to get back out there and keep doing what they're doing. But it's open, it's free to the public for the award ceremony. If anybody wants to get an all-access pass to the entire weekend, it's just $25. Again, that's going to allow you to get into the opening night film, the Q&A after, the mixer, and then our 6.5-hour showcase. So I'm really excited, again, about this year and everything that we're doing. Come on out, January 27th through the 29th. It's going to be a good time.
That's awesome. Before you run, take me into some of the particulars in terms of like how many submissions you got this year and how how you whittled that down? Like, who's sort of screening them and judging them?
Yeah. So we got over 70 submissions this year. And I got to give a big shout out to all of our judges because they just tirelessly work, you know, outside of their own work schedule to watch all these films. So we had 5 judges. We had Janelle Henry from C-SPAN, Mary Ratliff, who is a local filmmaker, 9-Hour Films, Dean Rogers, who's a local film critic, The Rogers Review, Damian Wolf Seifried, he is a local composer, and Otessa Marie Godard, she is the founder of DC Webfest. So they all were able to watch the films online. They voted on, you know, what they believe they were best. We got together, talked about, you know, what should this 20 film showcase lineup look like, who deserves to get in, and, you know, in some ways there were certain ones that, like, they're deserving, you know what I mean, but just in terms of programming, actual film festival, you know, you got so much that goes into it. But it was a good time, and I really can't say enough about our judges. It's great to have judges in the area that can vote on these films.
So 70 entered, 20 survived the cut, and then 5 will get a grand apiece. That's not too bad.
I think it was like over 75. And you know, the worst thing, the hardest part about being a film festival director is letting people know that their film did not get into the festival.
Sending the rejection letter?
Exactly. And so I'm like, I think I sent it out like right after. I waited till after Thanksgiving because I was like, man, I'm going to make 20 people's, you know, day. Yeah. And then like it was like 55 people. I got to say, you know, but
it's part of the business. We saw La La Land, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to go through all the rejections. Right?
La La Land is like, what, 6 years? It took 6 years to get that out. And then he did Whiplash before it. So yeah, you never know.
I met Emma Stone in the movie. All the audition rejection. So
that's true.
There you go. So it's a part of the deal.
And we've had people that didn't make it that first year, but they applied the next and they got in.
Go.
So yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited to come check it out again. This is awesome. It's like an annual tradition. And you know, there's a lot of talk about sort of you know, how you distinguish it from how it's different from other film festivals in town. Because we got DC Shorts, we got Washington International Film Fest, and is the local angle really what stands out for you guys?
Yeah, I definitely think so, right? So you have so many great festivals. You just mentioned DC Shorts. And some of these festivals are on a larger scale, and at the same time, it's not, like I said, honoring DC, Maryland, and Virginia filmmakers. And then on top of that, you know, we're putting money into these filmmakers' pockets because we believe in what they're doing. So last year, one of our finalists and the Audience Award winner, Stephen Kenagopoulos, he did The Confidential Informant. And then just recently, he rapped on his feature film, Fishbowl. Now, I would like to think that some of that $1,000 went to help get Fishbowl.
filled the fishbowl with some water.
Exactly. But you know, that's what we love to see. You know what I mean? And not only that, because he's still in the area, I'm able to see the Baltimore Sun article that came out and everything like that. So shout out to the Kenagopouloses for that. But
success,
you know, that's
story.
What success. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Local success stories.
Exactly.
That's got to be the rewarding part for you on your end.
So. Exactly.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, thanks so much for coming in. It's awesome. Again, it's the Rosebud Film Festival, January 27th through 29th at the Roslyn Spectrum Theater in Arlington, Virginia. And you can get your tickets at rosebudfestival.org. Thanks
yes.
for coming in, man.
Grab one of them all access passes for
it's
the weekend.
It's just $25.
Just $25.
It costs almost that much for one movie at the Blockbuster, you know?
That's true.
At the Multiplex.
And popcorn and all that good stuff. So, you know, come see us. But Jason, thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Rosebud.